Duke Energy says the 600-mile Atlantic Coast Pipeline is on track to open in late 2019, even though it's still awaiting final state and federal approvals. But CEO Lynn Good says delays and more stringent conditions from regulators have pushed the project's price tag up to between $6 and $6.5 billion. Duke and lead developer Dominion Energy of Virginia previously said it would cost $5 billion. The pipeline is being built to deliver fracked natural gas from West Virginia to customers in Virginia and North Carolina. The pipeline faces opposition from environmental groups who argue in part that it's not needed. Duke Energy's Lynn Good told analysts on a conference call that that's not true.
During the record cold weather in early January, heavy demand to heat homes, hospitals, and industrial buildings caused natural gas prices to soar due to gas transportation constraints in North Carolina. This provides a clear reminder that ACP will serve as an important source of natural gas for our region and will help provide significant savings for customers.
Tree clearing and other preliminary work has already begun along the pipeline route. I'm Mark Rumsey, WFAE News.